This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Yeah. Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dial set correctly to USA Prepares. And today, Patrick is engineering the broadcast. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Yeah, it's really, what, it's 1 a.m. in Australia?
It's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I've just woken up.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for being with us. We're going to talk about derelict places and why we should find them. Maybe buy some or one, fix them up, and what we can do with them. And I've been doing it. You know, Gwyneth, as I was thinking about the broadcast, and I mean just a couple seconds ago, these were thoughts were running through my mind, that there are so many parallels in the way you think, in the way I think. It's kind of quite uncanny. And you'd almost think that we're related. Well, let me start with this. I have been buying rundown places for a long time, starting in, I think, 1978, maybe 1979. I bought my very first home, and it was a kind of a rundown Victorian house, maybe 1890, 1900 at the most. You know, that'd be as new, 1900 would be as new as it would be. And it needed, it needed everything. It needed wiring. It needed plumbing. It needed a bathroom. It needed a roof. It needed to have the windows that were broken replaced, and the ones that still had glass in them, they needed to be reglazed. The plaster on the walls was crumbling. And when I say crumbling, I mean you could just walk over to a wall, grab a handful of the wall, and plaster would come off in your hand in chunks. And I would take the walls off, take the lath off, pull the nails out, and put up sheetrock. I'd insulate them. I'd put in, you know, the plumbing, the kitchen cabinets, you know, everything I needed. And even a heating system, even a chimney. We even pulled on this particular house. We tied a rope to the top of the chimney and pulled it down because it was brick, and it would have fallen. It would have fallen down. So I've been doing this, and that's just the first one. I've been doing this ever since, and then up until recently, maybe 12 years ago, I decided I wasn't going to live in anyone else's mistakes. For me, I decided I'd make my own mistakes, and that's so we built this farm. But until then,
build your own place.
Yeah, and make my own mistakes, right? Yeah. But there are so many buildings, and we can even talk about slave quarters. I've owned slave quarters in my life. The slaves were long gone on the East Coast in Virginia, but there are so many wonderful, wonderful buildings, and the construction then and the construction now is completely different. So, and you live in a place, you found a place that needed some fixing up, right?
That's right, yep. The place that I'm in, it was a derelict farm. In about 2003, oh, this house was built in 1985, okay? It was built by a local hippie couple, and they obviously built it in stages. You can see from the inside, probably they built the kitchen first as a little one-room place, and then they eventually expanded it to four rooms and a laundry and a bathroom, okay? And, but, you know, it's this hippie couple, the wife, she was a stained glass artist, and she filled the house with, well, I mean, just such beautiful stained glass windows. And they're just, you know, they're not everywhere in the house. They're just in particular places. But you just look up and, you know, there's a beautiful piece of stained glass art and you think, wow, that was really nice. And it was that the stained glass was actually one of the reasons why I bought this house. And fortunately, the stained glass windows were not knocked out during its derelict stage, although most of the other windows were, which is rather astounding. This house had 13 broken windows when we first moved into it. It had no, you know, this type of house, they get water pressure by pumping the water up into a tank that's on top of a tower. Around here they're called header towers, okay? It still had the tower, but there was no tank on top of it. So something had happened to the water pressure tank. It just wasn't there. And, you know, there was a generator shed or a battery shed, one or the other, but there was the generator belonged to the seller, and they wanted it back. And so we started out, we moved into the place, and the place was just full of, you know, it was in a disorderly state. And so, you know, but it was cheap, and I could pay cash for it. Oh, yes, and there was only one paddock left, and the boundary fences were not all there. Some of the boundary fences were there, some of them were in bad shape, and some of them were just plain missing. And, you know, the minority, the fences that were against the other properties were, of course, still in good shape. But the advantage of getting such places is often you can get them for a song. You can get them really, really cheap. And sometimes they are extraordinary if you can see what they were once supposed to be. And this place, the people who had it, who built the place, she was a stained glass artist, but they were also gardeners, okay? And apparently they had the most beautiful gardens when they first put it in, and vegetable gardens, and they had ponds. And you could see where the pond used to be. You could see where the vegetable garden used to be. But one thing I discovered since moving in here was that one thing they used to specialize in was exotic bulbs. And even to this day, you just randomly get the most beautiful species of bulbed flowers just popping up at places where you might never have seen them before. And for the last few years, you know, I've been discovering new bulbs in new places, and whether they're just naturally spread there from seed or, you know, that the original bulbs are finding their life again now that the garden is starting to be looked after again is just absolutely remarkable. And but, you know, it's you can get them for a song. This place was 20 acres. for $95,000 with a house on it, which is not expensive, especially when there's like a two-bedroom terraced house in Brunswick, which is a suburb inner Melbourne, for $1 million. And the prices in Melbourne go upwards from there, at least in the inner suburbs. And I don't think I would want to live there anyway, because
yeah, I agree with that.
Getting massive violence problems and such like. But, you know, it's if you can do this, if you can learn to do this, you can take a place and you can begin to put it back together again.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you were saying this, I was thinking about one of the properties I wanted to buy when I was younger, back in the 1970s. And it was a church. And it was a country church. So it wasn't like a church that had sidewalks all around it and a parking lot and, you know, big buildings next to it. But it was a brick church in the middle of nowhere. And it was probably well over 100 years old. It was 30 feet by 50 feet. Very small church, very steep roof. It came with everything, all the pews in it. It was ready to go, but it needed, you know, lots and lots of repairs. $33,000 for a 30 by 50 foot church. It's still standing today. It was purchased and renovated and turned into a home, which is what I would have done. And there was probably maybe an acre of ground. I'm willing to bet that that church today, I'm guessing
$500,000.
Well, $500,000 easily, maybe $1 million. Yeah, yeah. To rebuild it, yes, $1 million where it is. Absolutely no question about it, you know, in that location. So there are, and it was run down. It was used as a church, and then, you know, the church decided, it was a Catholic church. The church decided that they needed a bigger building and, you know, different location. They built a modern structure, which I don't think holds a candle in style and elegance to this old church, but it was small. And again, I've said this before, that when the priests decide that, you know, the church is too small, well, say more masses. So instead of one mass on Sunday or two, say three or four. Okay? Or hold some of them outside and get the parishioners to come inside, grab some chairs off the rack, put them outside, put them on a patio, and we'll have church outside. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about derelict buildings, and maybe we can open some eyes and let you think about if you're planning on buying something, you might want to buy something that needs some work, maybe a little bit of work, maybe a lot of work. And I can tell you that the buildings that I've bought needed a lot of work. Gwyneth, I was thinking about one of the farms I bought, actually the very first farm I bought, and it had a house on it, a relatively new house built in the 1980s, and that was going to be our house, our family farmhouse. But on the same farm, now that house that we lived in was on the end of a long driveway, about a quarter of a mile long, maybe a third of a mile long. But near the road, there was a building, an old slave cabin, and I would say roughly 24 feet by 24 feet, very small. And it was run down, and it was all the owners who had this property up until the point we bought it let this cabin fall in disrepair. And so the roof had holes in it. It was leaning. When I say leaning, the Leaning Tower Pisa had nothing on this particular cabin. And it was dangerous. And what was happening is passers-by would see it. We put up a fence, a high tensile fence around our farm to keep the cows in. And they felt obligated to hop the fence and pry open the door and take whatever they wanted. And after a while, I got sick of it because by the time I could get from our house and go the, a quarter of a mile or so up the driveway to where they were, they could hop in their truck and take off. So it was such a danger, and I was afraid it had a kind of like a cellar underneath it, and the floor was rotten. And anyone who didn't know that could fall in there, and we'd never see him again. Well, I decided to call the fire department, the volunteer fire department, and set it on fire for training for them, because there was nothing salvageable. The timbers were rotten, termite infested. I mean, there was no wood that was usable. There were no roofing materials that was usable. There's no wiring. There's nothing in it that was usable. And it was full of things like fertilizer bags that were rotten, lime bags that were rotten, small broken bent parts from farm implements that were not usable. There's nothing in there that was usable. Pieces of bent wire, and yet just steel wire, nothing. So we set it on fire, and then we put the ashes in what was left in that hole, and then we put some dirt on top of it, and that we removed the danger. But that was one of the old slave cabins that we owned. Then I bought another farm after that, and this farm was. You mentioned you paid 20 acres with a house, $95,000. We paid about the same amount, and you might find a difference in value here in the United States. We paid about $150,000 for 100 acres with a farmhouse, a Victorian farmhouse, but it needed to be renovated. It needed everything, and another slave cabin. And the slave cabin, again, was built around the 1830s, and this one was a little bit bigger. This one was 24 by 32, and it leaned, but the roof was relatively, you could still see the sky through it. But we put a new roof on the slave cabin, straightened it up, and took truckloads of glass whiskey bottles out from under it, and that was what was holding up the foundation. And when I say truckloads, I'm not exaggerating. Literally, we had
somebody had a bit of a drinking problem.
Yeah, a drinking problem, and then what do you do with the bottle? You just throw it under the under the cabin, right? So we put a new roof on it, put new siding on it, put windows in it, and turned it into a small a cabin that somebody could live in with a loft. It was really kind of neat. But, again, built in the 1830s, 1835 or so. And life was pretty different there. And I wanted to just share this one thought. It had a cemetery on the farm. Now, that was something that was foreign to me. Buying a farm that came complete with a cemetery of the previous owners. No kidding. When we come back, I'll talk a little bit about that. Because how many people do you know that have done that, right? I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we're talking about some derelict properties, and you know, what happens on this broadcast is, you know, there's no script. And when Gwyneth and I are on the air together, we actually, it's no script at all. I mean, there's hardly any talking points. And today we talked just about derelict buildings and why you ought to consider one. That was it. That's all. That's all the information that she has and that I have. And so I'm off on a tangent here with a couple of the farms that we have bought. But the one I'm talking about, this 100-acre farm that we bought for $150,000, $1,000 in Virginia came with a 24 by 32 slave cabin. And I believe that, well, I know that on this farm there is an area of about 1 acre, which is a private cemetery. And so if you think about it, class, what happened to the people who worked that farm, the slaves and the landowners? What happened to them when they died? Well, they got buried. And where did they get buried? Well, they got buried on their farm. I mean, would you bury someone on someone else's farm? Back then, they buried them, their loved ones and their slaves and their extended family on the farm. So this acre or so of land is fenced in with just a little piece of chain that kind of delineates where the cemetery is. It's mowed. There's a tremendous amount of respect for the loved ones who are buried there. There's a bench there, an old bench, probably, I don't know, 70, 80 years old, maybe more. And sometimes there are flowers there. And the family of the deceased visit their loved ones on their farm.
Yep.
And it's kind of a nice thing.
Actually,
but I've got to tell
lovely.
You. Yeah, I've got to tell you that at first, buying a farm with a cemetery in the middle of it was a little unsettling. But after I thought about it for a while, and after I owned it, I thought it was just as nice of a thing as could possibly be. As a matter of fact, so nice that I might even put a cemetery on our farm right here in Missouri. Now, what does it take? Well, you know, you can call your county and they'll say, oh, geez, you can't do that. I don't care what they say. I really don't care what the county says. If I want to put a private cemetery on my farm, I darn well will. And what are they going to do? Are they going to come in with a backhoe? And are they going to excavate whatever I've buried there? I'd like to see that. As a matter of fact, not only would I see that, everybody would see that. I would video it and I'd put it on the internet. And I'd talk about it for years. But you can create
as
a cemetery.
As long as you've got 100 acres of land.
Well, you don't even need that.
In this country, that's the minimum size.
And some
in our U.S.
Well, in the United States, well, in Missouri, they told me that I needed to set aside an acre, and that's not true. That's not true. I just need to set aside an area and mark it so that in the future, people who, you know, if we were to sell the farm and then it would get sold and sold and sold, you know, multiple times, at least those who would succeed me would know that there is a cemetery there. I mean, that would be the purpose of marking it. And that's why you see concrete walls around cemeteries, iron fences around cemeteries, you know, long-lasting delineation of where the...
Markers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So
the other thing
would,
that you have to be aware of, if you're going to have a cemetery on your land, the path to the cemetery must be a public right-of-way.
That's correct.
So you have to be aware of that. And in Australia, in Victoria, because my husband's neighbour had a cemetery on his land, his family had been there, well, let me put it this way, he had been born there. They'd been there for a while, and this was up in the Snowy Mountains, this particular farm. And his neighbour had a cemetery on his land, and that's where the family members were buried. But you have in Australia, the land, the cemetery is, you know, your farm has to be at least 100 acres in Australia for it to be eligible to have a cemetery on it. And you have to notify the municipality if somebody dies and if you intend to bury them on the land, and birth, death and marriages, so which is a branch of the Justice Department. And you have to notify them that grandma's died, we have a farm of 100 acres and we're going to dig a hole out the back. And, of course, they'll still want to know, they'll probably want to have an autopsy. They'll probably want to take the body off you for a while and then return it. But here's the other thing. If you have one of your loved ones die, you have the right to make your own arrangements for their funeral.
That's right.
Okay? You absolutely do. You do not have to let a funeral home make the arrangements for the burial. But if you, most municipalities, they have a burial plot for the residents of the municipality. And here in our municipality, we have a couple of them. And a couple of years ago, one of my friend's sons had a motorcycle accident and died. And he was buried in the old cemetery, ancient cemetery, that's in a town that's probably about 10 kilometres from here. And this cemetery is so old that many of the graves, they're marked, but the headstones, they don't have any other... it's like Boot Hill, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But there's still fresh burials being put in there from people who die in that part of the municipality and can think of nowhere better to lie than underneath the gum trees for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And but the council requires that you notify them what cemetery you're locating the people in, and that includes if you intend making a cemetery on your own land. Because there's reasons for that, you know. You can't just go having bodies buried here, there and everywhere. That would be no good whatsoever, and it would cause the police a headache into the future. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. You do not have to have a funeral home take care of those arrangements. You can do that yourself. And, funerals are pretty darn expensive. Weddings and funerals are expensive. And who is the funeral for? It's really... Let me put it this way. Having the blood drained out of a body and replaced with formaldehyde seems pretty barbaric to me. I have a friend, one of our instructors at USA Prepares, said to me, we were talking about cremation. And he said, hey, Vinny, dying is bad enough, but cremation, you want to add that to it. And, we're just talking about it. And I said, no, of course not. So you don't have to do that. Now, some people are cremated because of space considerations, time considerations, financial considerations. But what I've learned in Missouri, at least in our neck of the woods, the only thing that's required for burial is a body bag. Now, I would certainly mm-hmm. want to do more than a body bag. I'd want to have a vault, one of those concrete containers. So for me, I think a concrete container.
Mausoleum?
Well, a mausoleum to me means like a building that has a roof on it and it's going to be there for centuries. I'm just talking about
places in it where you lay the deceased.
Yeah. What I'm talking about is an in-ground burial with a concrete box that has a concrete lid and it's sealed with tar. And it prevents water from, some water from getting in there. Eventually water is going to get in there. And the deceased is in a body bag inside there. Now, what I'm saying is eliminate the coffin and, the silk lining and all that kind of stuff. And why are there, visitations and all that stuff? It's so much money that maybe some people might want to decide that, in these economic times, it maybe would be advantageous just to get that $200 concrete box, get the backhoe guy to come in for $350, get the body bag for, I don't know, $150, and have your farm cemetery, you know, do it on your farm. Now, you're absolutely right that you have to have access to your farm and you or to your cemetery. If it's a private cemetery, you cannot restrict loved ones from visiting that cemetery at reasonable times. Now, that doesn't mean that they can come and have, you know, fireworks and things like that on your farm. No. What it means is if there's a loved one, aunt, uncle, cousin, nephew, child, parent, grandparent, you can't say, look, it's not convenient. You can't come here today. You can't do that. You have to allow access to the cemetery. And I believe that's what you were talking about.
That's right. You know, you know, if you have a look at how a regular cemetery runs, I think they're usually open 7 days, but I think you'll usually find the gates shut at 5 p.m. Or at
That probably dates back to grave robbers, and it dates back to desecration, and it dates back to vandalism.
That still happens. And
if we didn't have that, you could probably have 24-hour visitation. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Gwyneth, one of the things that people may think of when they decide to build a cemetery on their private land, that if they ever sell the land, that cemetery may affect the land selling price in the future. It may decrease it because not everybody is comfortable with having dead people buried on the land that they're calling their own, right? I don't have a problem with it. So I don't have a problem with it. So, you know, if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense to have, if you have that enough land to do that, that you have your own cemetery. Why entrust the care of your loved ones that are deceased to other people? Why do that? So just a thought. And, you know, those are just a couple of things that I have done in the past in terms of old buildings. Gwyneth, I bought an apartment building that needed a lot of work, had multiple units in it, and it was an old brick building. It was really nice. It just needed six separate heating systems, a lot of plumbing, you know, those kinds of things, and windows, and it was a pretty big project, and the problem is I like doing everything myself, which, you know, the bigger the building, the harder it is to do everything yourself. But I would love to buy a castle, wouldn't you?
I think a castle might be a bit big for little old me.
Well, it'd be big for me, too.
But I'll tell you what, there's a show that's on TV. It's called Grand Designs, and it has the occasional castle that's being bought for renovation. Mm-hmm. And the people who buy these sorts of places generally have quite deep pockets.
Yeah.
And so, you know, usually with a castle you'll find that it costs just as much to renovate it as what it cost originally to buy. That's a good ballpark figure. Mm-hmm. So, but at the end of it, you've got an absolutely outstanding house. But you know something, it's the thing is whether it's a castle or whether it's a slave cabin or a adobe mud brick hippie house out in the middle of the forest. There's a very good reason to buy a rundown property and fix it up. And that is that there's so many rundown properties all over the place. Okay, they're absolutely everywhere. Because people, I think that there's been a number over the last 30 or 40 years, there's been one after another, just economic shocks, economic recessions, depressions. There's been bankruptcies and there's been, you know, people have had to have homes foreclosed on. And if somebody doesn't care about these places, nobody will care about these places. And, you know, there's a guy who does lectures and he puts out YouTube videos. And his name is called James Howard Counselor. And he lectures on architecture, and he says something very interesting. He says, when you get a whole country of places that nobody cares about, then you've got a whole country that nobody cares about, you know? And then you've got to think, you know, is this country even worth saving? Well, yes, it is. You know, and I was, you know, you've got to realize that you have to start caring for the country. I know that you do. I'm talking to the listening audience. You have to start caring for the place around you to turn it into a beautiful place, whether it's a castle, whether it's your own home, whether it's a derelict home, or whether it's a $1 million mansion. You've got to care for your own place.
I don't think I've ever told you this, but the property that I'm living on right now, the Finelli Farm, was pretty derelict when we bought it. The one of our pastures had saplings growing up that were, I don't know, 6 feet tall.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Allimed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.